focus our attention now to softball is they had a big doubleheader sweep on Thursday last week at Ulysses, and they're now 6-2 on the year and 4-2 in the league, and they were scheduled to play Cimarron yesterday, but that got caught off because of the wind conditions and in town, and so they will be actually back on the road on Friday. They'll go down to Southwestern Heights and then be back home for Goodland next Tuesday. We got senior Jordan Coe starting off here, leading things off with softball. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. Is your senior season going a little fast?
It is. It's crazy that we're almost already done.
No kidding. It's going way too fast.
Yeah.
But you've made the kind of the adjustment. You're more full-time in the outfield this year. And how's that been for you?
Honestly, I love the outfield. I prefer it 100%.
So do you ever catch yourself maybe, if not a lot of balls are hit your way, kind of daydreaming a little bit?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Last week, a lot of the girls on the Ulysses team didn't really hit the ball. So I was getting a little bored out there.
Well, I shouldn't say this in front of, you know, ask you this question, and it was a good answer in front of coach, so you're going to be okay. No, but, you know, what are some things that you've done to kind of improve throughout the senior season?
I think going up to the plate with the mentality, mm-hmm. like, I want to hit the ball instead of getting walked. Like, I want to hit the ball instead of trying to look for balls and stuff.
How much confidence do you feel like you've gained at the plate this year?
I think I've gained a lot. I think there's definitely still room for improvement, mm-hmm. for sure, but I feel confident.
And you're mainly in left field?
Yeah, recently with Jezzarella, I'm now in center.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you've played all three positions, I think, this year in the outfield, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yeah.
So what do you kind of have to read differently from being at left field to now at center field?
In center field, I can see exactly where the ball is going. I can see like where the pitch is, and mm-hmm. I think it's a lot easier to read the ball out there. I like it better.
All right. What's something you like to kind of continue to improve on and accomplish as you move forward throughout this season?
Definitely my hitting. I think I can do a lot better in that.
All right. Well, you know what? It'll get better here. You're kind of hard to believe you're halfway through the season, and then go down to Southwestern Heights, and then you got quite a few home games coming up here to kind of close out this season. And thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up here throughout your senior season.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Jordan Coe joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. As we know, we're going to talk here with Coach Drew Kite here. It feels like it's been a long time since you've had competition. Of course, didn't get to play Cimarron yesterday. That's going to be made up here a little bit later on in the season here. But last week, went out and took care of business quickly at Ulysses.
Yeah, we did. You know, we actually played, I think from what I've heard on their JV field, mm-hmm. So the fence was very far back, and our girls were very hot that day. You know, we hit a few in the gap, and so that made running the bases pretty easy. You know, we have a bunch of fast girls, mm-hmm. and, you know, when we did get hot, it felt like that the outfield just kept getting further and further back, and, you know, then it makes just a short, you know, ball through the infield mm-hmm. seem – by the time they run up and get it, it really worked out in our favor. But, you know, and then once you're hot, we were really hot. So
yes, well, you know, guy had a little bit of time now in between. It'd be a week between competition here. Is it kind of nice to kind of have that time off to kind of work on some things along the way?
Yeah, you know, we practiced Monday mm-hmm. and yesterday, and so you know today with them not having school and the track meet, I just felt, you know, we'd give them the day off and practice again hard tomorrow mm-hmm. and get ready for Southwestern Heights. And then we got a JV tournament this Saturday mm-hmm. and then, you know, quite a few coming up. So I just thought it'd be nice to, you know, take the day off and kind of reset before we hit this second half.
Yeah, that second half is going to go pretty darn quick here.
Yes.
But, you know, Southwestern Heights, we'll talk a little bit about them. They're a team that's kind of struggled at times this year. But mm-hmm. what do you look to maybe – try to do to maybe get better there on Friday?
Yeah, you know, I think I was looking last night. I think they maybe split with Ulysses mm-hmm. and maybe Lakin or got swept. But, you know, they're not terrible, I think, by any means. We're going to have to show mm-hmm. up. But I just like to keep the bats hot, you know. That was awesome to see mm-hmm. everybody hitting and hitting well last Thursday. You know, especially going into more league games next week mm-hmm. with Goodland. And then I think we have – is it Ellis after? I'm pretty sure. But yeah, just to keep the bats hot, you know, we've been doing a lot of fielding stuff. You know, we've committed a couple errors in the last few games, but you know, just keep working and getting better and keep treating every game, you know, like it's a big one, you know.
Oh, for sure. And I understand the Cimarron postponement. It's going to be kind of a different twist to it there as you go later on in the year.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be a try now. And we'll go down to Cimarron. We'll play Cimarron first, and then we'll play Hugoton after at 2-4. And then they'll turn around that next week when we're supposed to play our last game May 7th against mm-hmm. Hugoton. And then they'll both come to us. So,
right.
Yeah, a little different, but. You know, nice kind of end of the year swing to it.
Well, it's kind of nice in the way too, with a triangular like that. You get two games in. It's kind of like a trial run in a way for how your regionals are going to be this
year.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly. You know, it'd be nice to see a different pitcher too for mm-hmm. us. I think for one of those games, and then one of those games have, you know, Cheyenne pitch that game, but. You know, I say that, but, you know, I really don't know what we're going to do. But, I think it'll be good for us to see something like that before regionals.
Yeah, you definitely have to be pretty excited about that here. And hard to believe we're already thinking about second half of the season.
Yeah, it's that regionals is right around the corner. Oh, it, you know,
yes.
When we were talking about rescheduling some of these games, you know, I was just flipping through the schedule. Like you said, these games are coming up just back to back to back to back to back. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, regionals will be here. So, you know, every practice and every game from here on out is big for us.
Absolutely, especially how it's set up for regionals and whatnot here. But it's been a good season, 6-2 on the year, I believe it is. Yep, as you head down to Southwestern Heights on Friday for a twin bill here. And Coach Drew Kite joining us here. And thanks again for the time, as always, here. Coach, good luck down there on Friday.
Yep, thank you, Adam.